This is the 17th of February, the year 2017, and I'm Ron Young, and I'm talking to Laree, and she said she had some memories of finding a little pocketbook called Nancy Drew one time. Could you tell us about that, maybe?
Yes, I had just gone from our grade school up to the high school building, and they had a library. It's the first time I'd seen a library. And I went in and I found a book by Nancy Drew. I checked it out, took it home, and sat down in our big overstuffed chair that we had in our front room. And I started reading this book. And when I finished, the sun had gone down. The book was about 2 inches from my face. And I had finished the book, but I had been totally enthralled with this great adventure that I had read about. It was so different from Blue Water and Blanding, where I'd lived, that it was so normal. That was so exciting. And I went back the next day and got another Nancy Drew book until I had read every Nancy Drew book they had in the library. And wow. I found that I loved Perry Mason, you know, all these detective stories. Mm-hmm. And I just became an avid reader. I just couldn't hardly exist without a book in my hand. So that's where my reading began.
And then you love libraries.
I loved libraries and the things that were in them. And so when I got married, I began collecting books. And I have now a huge library. I haven't even counted the books that are in it. Mm. But it's got, I collect everything that's, I have the Book of Mormon stories, you know, for children, and everything that I find interesting, things about ancestors. You just name it. I'm interested
good.
In it.
That's wonderful.
Have you read them all?
No.
No.
Now, you said also you had a story about the quilt here with the baby girl's face on it.
Yes. One night I had a dream. Uh-huh. And I dreamed that I was holding a little baby girl. Mm-hmm. And she was so darling. And right in front of me were all my 5 daughters. And they all had their arms out. They all wanted that baby. And I told them, I said, no, this baby is for Alicia. That was my youngest daughter. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know that before, but when I said it, I knew that was true. This mm-hmm. baby is for Alicia. And I was very firm with them. Mm-hmm. And then I got a call from Alicia not too long after that. And she says, Mom, I'm expecting. I got so excited, and I says, oh, you've got a little girl. She says, how do you know? I says, I've seen her. I've seen your little girl. And so when she was born, she was this beautiful little girl, and she's just a delight. She's just so sweet. You know, you can just pick her up and feel the sweetness from her.
That's wonderful to hear.
Uh-huh.
And you not only knew her by sight, you had held her in your arms.
Yes, and gave her to Alicia.
Ah, good. Good.
So,
how long ago was that?
Let's see, she's just...
How old is the baby now?
She's little.
Little, okay, good. Wonderful.
She still doesn't walk. She's still a little Carrie baby. So.
Good.
Don't really know the age, but
that's fine. That's okay. No, thank you for those 2 stories. That's nice. Appreciate being able to talk to you. Is there anything else you want to add to it?
Well, I would like to add one more story
to it.
This was at a time when I lived in Manti. Our family had moved up there to do the temple work for those names that my sister's little girl died. They put all the money into the research, and they had sent all these names to Manti. Mm-hmm. And so my mom and dad locked up their house and went up to Manti to do those names and took my older sister Gwen and I with them because we were still not married. And we got up there and started going to school, and mom and daddy kept working in the temple. And what was the... What was I going to tell you about?
You said that you love the people in Manti. They're like angels.
Yeah, they were, and they put us to work, and you know, they just... I mean, the minute I walked in the room with my mutual girls, and they says, "Oh, we're electing a president today," and the one girl raised her hand, and she says, "Let's have Larry be the president," and so I was the president.
Oh, that's
and everything
nice.
That came up, everybody was asking me to do things and,
right,
you know, appreciating my talents.
Huh.
I just felt like I'd died and gone to heaven.
You say there's a French derivation for your name, Larry?
Oh, yes, Larry. It took me my whole life to learn it because nobody else had names like that. You know, they were Mary and George and,
right,
you know, just common names. And I was Larry.
Okay.
And so after I got older and started reading books about names, I came across this name of Larry, and it was French.
Huh.
And the L-A means the, and Re means flower.
Uh-huh.
So I was the flower, and for the first time I really appreciated my name. But you know, when you grow up in small towns where everybody's Mary and George and Betty, you know, they just have common names, it was just a little unusual to have a name like Larry.
Yes.
And then my first name was Augusta.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy had named me after one of his relatives.
That's right.
And that's what nationality is that?
I think it covers several nationalities.
Yeah, I think it's German. And
yes, right, that's right.
There's a town in Montana called Augusta.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's
good.
My first name. And now my little granddaughter has named her little first girl Lurie.
Oh, good. Good.
In fact, she named her Maya Lurie, and so I told her, I says, that means Maya Little Flower.
Ah, oh, how appropriate, how nice. That's outstanding. I like that.
So, for the first time in my life, I really started to appreciate my name.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're growing up, you want to be like everybody else, and, you know, you don't want to stick out. You just want to kind of fit in, and...
That's wonderful.
And they gave me names that didn't fit in. They were unusual.
Okay. Well, that's good to hear. I think we'll stop here and refresh ourselves.
Okay.
Thank you for talking.